Scotch whiskey is unique in that no other drink can look back on its history and find its origin through royal command. In 1494, documents from Edinburgh, Scotland reveal that King James I authorized the production of 300 liters of whiskey by monk John Call. King James probably saw the spirit being made in the Highlands and the West Islands of Scotland. Malted grain is a prime ingredient of whiskey. Blended Scotch product uses malt from as many as 40 distilleries. Single malted Scotch features 100% malted barley and carries a specific flavor of peat from the area. Flowing water has absorbed this peat taste in the Scottish regions of Islay, Campbelltown, and Speyside. Sherwood Deutsch, owner of Century Liquor and Wines, talks about the advantages of the single malt Scotch.
One single malt, a product of one distillery, a control over the whole product, and more expensive to produce, and higher quality. They use smaller vats, pots, so they don't produce as much as they produce at one time with the blended scotches. Blended scotches it's more economical to make. It costs them less. They use larger vats. They can do more at a time, whereas the single malts are handled more carefully.
Two of the best-selling single malts in the U.S. are Glenfiddich Reserve and Glenlivet 12-Year-Old. Deutsch's store carries around 40 varieties, and new ones are developed all the time.
Well, I think it's the taste. A Scotch drinker will tell you that what they enjoy about it is the particular taste of their style Scotch that they like, their brand that they like. That heavier tasting Scotch has more peat. It gives it that particular unique taste that only Scotch has. Some are milder, some are more pronounced, and every Scotch drinker has their favorite, it seems.
Scotch is either made and bottled in Scotland, or a highly concentrated spirit, minus water, is transported to the U.S. Water is added later, producing a savings to the customer of around $5 or $6 a bottle.
But when they do that, on the other hand, they're not getting the benefit of the purist, who would say that the best water for Scotch is, of course, the spas underneath the wells that they have under the ground that produces the best Scotch and makes the best Scotch.
Some of the Scotches from Scotland include Chivas Regal, Johnny Walker Red or White, JB, Cutty Sark. Those bottled here feature Old Smuggler, Passport, and Duggan's Dew. But whatever the label, they all fall under the same maturity standard.
By law, the whiskey and Scotch, of course, must be allowed to mature in oak casks for at least 3 years before it can bear the name of Scotch whiskey. I believe for flavor, maximum flavor and smoothness, 12 years would lead to a softer, smoother product. But 12, they're saying, is the optimum. I have seen up to 15.
For the taste test, AM 1370's executive producer, Carol Colella, a self-proclaimed seasoned Scotch drinker, escorted me to one of my oldest watering holes, the Scotch and Sirloin in Brighton.
I know my Scotch, and my Scotch knows me. It's never done me wrong. Like I was saying before, everybody has a preference. I usually will drink this with water, and a lot of people just drink a plain shot. That's good. Very tasty.
I don't like this stuff.
Some people, they may not like it at first. It's one of those drinks that sometimes people just acquire a taste for, and once they accustom to it, they just love it, and they won't settle for anything else.
Sherwood Deutsch is president and owner of Century Liquor and Wines on Ridge Road West.